Seasons of Stories, Spring. Recorded at Bridport Youth and Community Centre. Written and narrated by Martin Maudsley and Sarah Acton. With extra bits by me, Tom Hughes.
This audiobook celebrates the changes occurring in spring, from the shy and understated signs of early spring to an explosion of life, energy and vibrancy in late spring.
The longing for spring to arrive is a strong, stirring emotion for many of us. It heralds a key turning point in the year, bringing in the promise of new life and longer, warmer days.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. And of all those times, if choose I may, I go rambling in the new mown hay.
A lifting, a lightening, a heart song, that I have survived the cold winter and all will be well.
When is spring? Nature stirs awake. Bright the blossoms and first flowers. Larks, birch and chaffinch burst garden greens out loud. Hope rests still in the top fields. The sun nods, yes, drink, refresh. As the rain showers splash down, the hedges sing and our spirits rise.
What are the first signs of spring for you?
The first signs of spring for me are spotting catkins blossom and budding leaves in the trees, noticing the longer days, brighter starts and the time to be outside in the evenings, seeing a butterfly or a bumblebee, the pong of wild garlic as you go for a walk, and the shift in light and colour.
First flowers. In the beginning, snow was completely colourless. Seeing all the happy hues of the spring flowers, snow flew around asking each of them if they would share their colour. But none would agree, each flower fiercely guarding its own colour. Only Snowdrop took pity and selflessly offered her pure, pale white pigment. Since then, in mutual friendship, snow and snowdrops exist together in the earliest moments of spring, before any other flowers appear.
When the first green shoots and snowdrops appear.
Folk names for snowdrops. February's Fair Maids. Eve's Tears. Candlemas bells, Mary's tapers, naked ladies. In Latin, the name Galanthus means milk flower.